is doing all around the world. Our thoughts this week and the last couple of weeks obviously have been taken to the Middle East and to Japan, where there's crises happening. We're going to be praying for them. We're going to be hearing reports from Pastor Paul and the Step India team in a few moments live on the big screen. So that'll be very, very exciting. And we're praying that technology is good to us and that everything hooks up and links up greatly. And so we just want to wrap our hearts around the world today, as we know that the scripture says that the glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth as the waters covers the sea. And we're praying that God today, through his Holy Spirit, will bless the church in Dominican Republic and in India and here in Aurelia and all around the world, New Orleans and lots of other different places. So this is Teresa, and she is from Ecuador, and we're going to read the scriptures together in Spanish and in English. I figured some of you probably didn't understand Spanish, so I would read the translation because I don't really understand it too well myself. But let's listen to this beautiful language, and we're going to proclaim God's word. You listen in English as I read it in a moment. Teresa's going to start.
Buenos días. Que el Señor les bendiga. Dios es nuestro amparo y fortaleza, nuestro pronto auxilio en las tribulaciones. Por tanto, no temeremos aunque la tierra sea removida y se traspasen los montes del corazón del mar, aunque bramen y se turben sus aguas y temblen los montes a causa de su braveza.
We're in Psalm 46, by the way. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging.
Del río sus corrientes alegran la ciudad de Dios, el santuario de las moradas del Altísimo. Dios está en medio de ella, no será conmovida. Dios le ayudará a clarear la mañana, bramarán las naciones, tuberán los reinos. Dios, él su voz, se derritió la tierra.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts up his voice. The earth melts.
Jehová de los ejércitos está con nosotros. Nuestro refugio es el Dios de Jacob.
The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Venid, ve las obras de Jehová, que ha puesto asolamientos en la tierra, que hace cesar las guerras hasta los fines de la tierra, que quiebra el arco, corta la lanza y quema los carros en el fuego. Está quietos y conoce que yo soy Dios. Seré exaltado entre las naciones, enaltecido será en la tierra. Jehová de los ejércitos está con nosotros. Nuestro refugio es el Dios de Jacob. Amen.
Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you today as we call upon you, the God who made the universe, who made the nations, who is the God of all of the peoples and tribes and tongues and languages. We thank you today, Lord, as the church across the world gathers to worship and has gathered to worship. We thank you, Lord, for the songs of praise that have been lifted in so many dialects. Father, we thank you today that we can be here and know that you are working around the world. We bless you and we praise you, for you are the God who is mighty to save. Lord, you have given your life that men and women, boys and girls around this entire world could come to know you and be saved and find eternal life. We thank you, Lord, today where this congregation locally and nationally and internationally, Lord, reaches out through their prayers and their giving and their going to make a difference, to preach and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, today we stand here as believers and say, Lord, we are glad to be your children, and we are united with the body of Christ worldwide. We thank you, Lord, for who you are and for what you're doing in this world. And today, Lord, we celebrate you and give you praise and glory. And thank you, Lord, that you are on the move, that the gospel is going to the ends of the earth today. And And we praise you that we can be part of that as we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may have a seat. Thank you so much, Teresa. Well, I was going to wear my Africa shirt today, but maybe I'll wear it next week when the India team is back. When I was in Cape Town in October, we were given some African dress shirt to wear. And I want to teach you a song. The worship team wants to teach you a song this morning that we learned and is being sung all over Africa. And in fact, at Urbana 2009, which is a big missions conference that happens in Urbana, Illinois, 19,000 students gather every 3 or 4 years. And this is the song that they sang. So put the words up. We're going to teach you a song called Hakuna. And it's not the one from The Lion King, by the way. And really, we need to do a little pronunciation exercise. Are you with me on this? Your thinking caps are on? Okay. This is the easy part. And it's actually pretty easy. Now, I sung this song for about 4 days, and it took me a while to get it. So you're going to have to be a lot better than me and get it in about 5 minutes, all right? So I'm going to read a line, and you can read it after me, because then we're going to sing it. It goes like this. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Try that. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Once you get that, it's kind of easy because the next lines are almost the same. Hakuna mungu kama we. Your turn. Hakuna mungu kama we. Third line. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Last line. It's a little trickier. Hakuna na hata kuwepo. Hakuna na hata kuwepo. All right? So let's try it again. Read it with me. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Hakuna mungu kama we. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Hakuna na hata kuwepo. So you're probably wondering, what in the world am I saying? How many people wondered if you're thinking, wondering what exactly we're saying? Well, it's really easy. And it's a great song. It says, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. And if you think about how God has saved you and touched your life, you can indeed say, there is no one like Jesus. Well, let's look at the next part. This is the slightly trickier part. And you can kind of, just kind of clap your hands in this part if you can't get it. This is slightly trickier, but it goes like this. Nimetembea kote kote. Now, the nice thing about this is the word kote happens a lot. So if you can't say anything else, everybody say kote. Kote. Great. So I'll read the first line. Nimetembea kote kote. The next line is nimezanguka kote kote. Nimetafuta, you say kote, kote, and then this is the line we all know. Hakuna na hata kuwepo. Great. How many people think you've got it? Liars. How many people think you're confused? Yeah, right. Okay. So here's how it goes. I'll kind of sing it slowly first for you. It goes like this. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Two's really easy. Kama wewe, hakuna na hata kuwepo. That's pretty easy, isn't it? Try it with us. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Hakuna mungu kama wewe. Hakuna na hata kuwepo. In English. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. Should we stop there? No, we're just warming up. All right. This is how the next part goes. Nimetembea kote kote. Nimezanguka. Still, let's stand up to our feet and we'll sing it to the Lord. There's no one like Jesus. part. We don't actually know what that means yet. It says this: I've walked all over, over. I've turned and turned all over, over. I've searched and searched all over, over. There's no one, there's no one like you. Let's try him. Swahili, he made some bay ago. Some Swahili together. How was that, Craig? Was that all right? Did we do okay in that? Pretty good? We need to get a little bit of rhythm going on, though, probably, right? We'll try that next week again. You come back, and we'll actually add some actions and kind of get, you know, a little bit of movement going. All right. We'll go back to English for a bit.
Thank you.
Jesus, you are Lord of all. We bless you and proclaim your name today. I just want you to think about a nation of the world. Just let God put a country in your mind. Close your eyes for a moment. Would you just pray that God would bless the church in that land? Go ahead. Say, Lord, what country would you want me to pray for this morning? Let's reach our prayers all over the world. Just take a moment and do that. Amen. Lord, bless the nations of the earth. Bless the nations of the earth, Lord. Jesus, hope of the nations, Jesus. Let's pray this morning.
Okay, let us pray.
Tayo ay manalangin. Pinupuri ka namin, Panginoon, dahil ikaw ay tunay na matapat at mabuting Diyos. Ang iyong biyaya ay patuloy mong ibinibigay sa amin.
We praise you, O God, because you are truly a good and faithful God. Even though we have a lot of shortcomings and failures, you still continue to give us so much blessings.
Kaya sa aming puso at damdamin ay yung katapatan ay aming papupurihin.
So in our hearts and in our lives, we will continue to give you glory and praise, your name and your faithfulness.
O Diyos na dakila, tunay nga ng iyong katapatan ay hanggang sa wakas ng aming buhay. Kaya kahit ang mundo ay magmukhas o maguna man, ang pag-ibig mo sa amin ay di magwawakas. Dakila ang iyong katapatan.
O Heavenly Father, truly your faithfulness to us is until the end of our lives. So even though the world ends and all our lives on earth ceases, your steadfast love for us will never end. Great is thy faithfulness.
Ang aming dalangin, O Diyos, ay nawa ang aming buhay ay maging halimbawa sa ibang tao na ang tunay na pag-asa ay sa iyo lang matatagpuan.
It is our prayer, O God, that our lives may be a testimony, an example to all the people that the true hope can only be found in you, our Lord.
Ito ang aming panalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus.
This is our prayer in the most precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Please be seated. Good morning. How is everyone this morning? Good. Well, I have just a couple of minutes to share with you a little bit about the youth missions trip this summer. There'll be some pictures going on the screen behind me that are all taken at the camp that we're going to. The youth are going to head out at the end of July, middle of July, actually, to Hilbury, Manitoba. Now, if you try and look that up online, you might have trouble finding it. That is because the town of Hilbury has about 75 people in it and this camp. And we are going to go out there. There's going to be a group of close to 20 youth with various leaders going out. And we are going to be running a week of camp at SCA Eagle Bay. SCA stands for Shantymen's Christian Association. So some of you more mature in the audience among us might know that name better than SCA International. It was founded in 1904 as a mission that would basically be one guy with a backpack full of Bibles going out to the shanty towns around the logging camps. And as technology advanced and those logging camps became obsolete, the mission changed its focus to building ministry centers. And right now there are 4 ministry centers across Canada, and their goal is to have one in each province. What SCA does is they work primarily with Aboriginal and First Nations people. And they do this by developing a ministry center close to the reserves. And at this point, SCA Eagle Bay is where I came here from. And they run summer camp for children off the reserve. Kids that don't know the Lord, kids that don't have a whole lot of personal value, kids that... if God does not intervene in their lives, will end up most likely as an alcoholic, without a job, living off of a government paycheck, and having nothing to call worthy in their lives. And so what SCA does is they bring kids into camp. They teach them the love of Christ. They run programs throughout the year on reserve. Bible studies, vacation Bible schools, just fun days for kids, gym nights. And we're going to go facilitate as counselors and activity staff a week of camp for these children. And we will be leaving, so we are going to need to be bathed in prayer because we are driving. That's mostly prayer for me because when you get 20 high schoolers in a van and I have to drive them, I'll come back either bald or with a lot of gray hair. So pray for me a lot. Pray for us as you do that. And as these spots fill up, we'll be getting you a list of names of the people that are going, the youth that are going. And for those of you that are interested in having your kids going, there will be packets, information packets, application packets and stuff going out this Tuesday. So just be aware that that is coming up July 12th through the 27th. And we will be working with young people who need to know the love of Christ. Other than that, I do have some announcements this morning. The first one, if you have your bulletin inside, there is a blue insert. It looks something like this. Make sure you take a look at that because it has all the information for the Easter sunrise celebration. And you're going to want to know where that is because it's Easter and you want to get up really, really early and see the sunrise. The only other announcement that I have for this week, next Sunday, when we take our offering, we are going to give all the offering proceeds that are above and beyond our weekly budget to Japan, to the relief efforts in Japan. So when you come next week, please prep your heart for giving to our brothers and sisters in Japan who are suffering. And again, anything that's above and beyond the budget that we have to cover every week, that will go to Japan. There's also an emergency fund in the missions budget, and that will be going as well to the relief effort. So prepare your hearts for that. Other than that, we're going to take our offering this morning. So if you could join me in prayer, and we will give our tithes and offerings to the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that you have blessed us so much. We thank you, Lord, that this morning that we are in church safe, that we are comfortable, that we are here with all of our friends. Lord, we thank you that we are not searching for our loved ones in rubble. We thank you that you have spared us from much of the heartache that the rest of the world has seen. Lord, this morning we also lift up our Step India team. We lift them up before you and, Lord, pray for their strength and their sustenance as they do your work in India. Lord, we lift up the team that is down in New Orleans rebuilding. Lord, we just pray for them that you would give them strength to complete the work that you have called them to down there. And, Lord, we also lift up our brothers and sisters around this globe. Lord, those that suffer for you on a daily basis, Lord, we pray for your comfort. Lord, those that go hungry, we pray for your grace. Lord, those that are warriors for you, preaching your word in hostile places, Lord, we pray for your divine strength as they do that. And Lord, as we give our tithes and offerings this morning, Lord, we pray that you would take them to further your kingdom here and abroad. And we ask all this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
song comes right from the Psalms. The Lord says, ask and I will give the nations as your inheritance. We've been thinking about Japan this week, and I have just been watching the devastation and grieving over the loss of life. And we've been praying, and it was very right at this moment. If we just take a moment as a congregation and lift up the people of Japan, lift up those who are working feverishly to work in rescue operations and recovery, and those who are working at the power plants to stabilize things, those who are in emergency services of various sorts dealing with the issues there. I think we know what the issues are, and come next week ready to give. I'm going to invite you just to pray quietly, bow your heads, and there's some prayer requests here that those who are still waiting for rescue may be found if there's any still alive. And then we need to pray for that nuclear power situation. Let's pray for the church in Japan. When I was in South Africa, there was a girl, a woman named Mika, and she and her husband are safe, and they're safe. And some of you perhaps know some people or know people who've been to Japan. We've hosted Japanese students, and so this tragedy comes very close to home, to our own congregation. So let's just take a number of moments and pray quietly. And just we pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Would you pray quietly for the needs of Japan? Lord, this nation is yours. These people are yours. And Lord, we read earlier, when the mountains shake and the waters surge and roar, Lord, you are for us and for this people a refuge and a strength. Lord, you will be exalted in the nations, and we pray that your glory would be seen in the nation of Japan. We thank you for these precious people. We pray blessings on them. We pray, Lord, that in the midst of this tragedy, the gospel, Lord, would be very much going forward, that you would bless the church, bless believers to be bold, bless missionaries and mission agencies and relief workers as they live for Christ and serve the people in their needs and proclaim the hope in Jesus, the hope of the nations. Father, help them. And Lord, be glorified in their lives, we pray, in your name. Amen. Well, we're going to turn our eyes to India. And if, how are things doing back there, lady? Things are good. Susan is going to be online talking to Paul and the team. So I think live from India. I'm not sure if that beeping is a good thing or not. As soon as we get it going, we will talk to Paul and the team. Is that beep a good thing or not a good thing? It's the dial tone. All right. And those of you who have spouses or children on the trip, I'm sure, are waiting to hear and waiting to see, as we all are. Try this again in a few minutes. Would that be a better idea? Okay. All right. So next up, we will put the India team on hold for a moment. Well, John and Jay recently went to the Dominican Republic, and I think that you've got a video to show. Is that correct? Why don't you introduce the video for us?
Yeah, this is...
Yes. This is a video of our trip, and we've actually put it to music, so maybe we'll listen to the video first, and then we'll have the conversation.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome.
Amen. Beautiful faces, lots of memories and pictures. Looks like an amazing trip. Tell us, guys, what was the purpose of your time in the Dominican?
The main purpose was to bring hope to the city of Esperanza, and it was hard, but at the same time it was good, and it was awesome.
Now, I heard reports, and maybe some of us have heard some reports since you've been back. You really witnessed God moving in some really amazing and powerful ways. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where to begin. I mean, the trip started off with, saw the last series of slides there. A lady on our team from Bowmanville accepted Christ on the bus from Puerto Plata to the small town and then got baptized in a river down there. I mean, there was life transformations for our team, as well as many people down there. I guess the most significant would be the healings. I don't know if you caught it. There were a number of slides in that show, or in that presentation, where it showed the same person three times, and you might not have even picked up on it or recognized it. I believe it was the second day we were walking around the community, and we came across a lady named Carmen Belke that I had met the previous year when I was on the trip. And anyway, we got there. She's sitting on the couch. She hadn't been able to move for months. No income. I don't know how old she is. I'd guess 60, if I had to guess. And she said she was feeling chest pain, her back was sore. We prayed with her, I think, three times. And by the end of it, she had, after the second prayer, she was sweating profusely. She said, some of my pain's gone. We prayed one more time with her as a team. And anyway, she said, my pain's gone. I just feel really tired. I haven't slept in days. So she said she was going to lay down. We put her down on the couch. We said, okay, we'll come back in 2 hours. We're going to bring you some food. The last picture that you would have seen, she was the one wearing the blue. We had came back 2 hours later and brought some food for her. We thought that was somebody else in her house. She was bouncing around dancing. So that third picture, a great big smile on her face. I don't know if you remember it or not, but, I mean, she was completely healed. And so that just set the momentum for our trip in terms of prayer. And, I mean, some amazing things happened, but, I mean, there's a lot of things that happened in me as well. And I know in John, we both said, you know, we were given new hearts down there as well. So that was one of the many healings, but I'll let John share some more.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing for me, too, was just transformation of my heart. So we got much more back than what we gave when we were there.
I mean, that's exciting. Well, just in closing, give us one or two things that we can be praying for a ministry and in Dominican, and what needs to be done and what we can be praying for.
Yeah, we set a target when we saw God in action down there. We set a target. We said, wouldn't it be cool if through our group we could get 250 children sponsored in 2011? So that's our goal. We're asking for help with it. I think we're about 40 in now. Pray for more hearts to be moved to help some of these children. Because you're sponsoring a child, but you're actually, in essence, you're helping an entire family and a community. So if we could pray for that, that would be awesome.
And if there is anybody that is interested in sponsoring a child, they can talk to Jay or myself or even Christine Volick on that as well. Oh, and also, one more thing would be to pray for the food program. Also, their needs to be met for the year as well. So just, that would be awesome.
Why don't we pray right now? Let's join our hearts as we pray for the people in Dominican. Thank you, Lord, for these beautiful people and for your family, Lord, that are going to serve and to give and to love in Jesus' name. Even today, Lord, we pray for them, for the Christian workers, the local pastors, and those who are missionaries there, that you would bless this food program, Father, providing the needs, providing the food, providing the money to feed this community. And, Lord, we thank you for how you use John and Jay and their team, Lord, to love and to touch and to see healings and to see, Lord, the salvation, to see the life change, both of the people and their own lives being changed. Lord, we pray that you would grow this sponsorship program, and thank you for the 40 kids that have been sponsored, and we do pray for the extra 210 that might be, Lord, through your provision and through your working in the church and around the world. But God, we thank you for this. And thank you for the church in Dominican. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, guys. And we'll go back to Skype. I think we got Paul on the screen. Hi, Paul.
Hi, team. Hi, team. Can you hear us? Hi, team.
Hi, team.
Paul, so how are things going in India?
Things are very good, and we're excited to give you a little bit of a sense of what we've been doing. This is our church's fourth trip to India, and it's very different than the other three. In the first three, we really laid the groundwork. We established some relationships, and now we've been able to really focus in on some evangelistic opportunities that we want to share with you. One of the things that we've learned is that in India, the process of coming to Christ is maybe a little bit different than it is in Canada. Through the AIDS or the HIV programs and the child labor programs, an incredible number of people have come to Christ, but it's a journey that's unique to India. Most of them would be of Hindu background. Some of the ladies that we've worked with have had either a Muslim background or some even in their family past, a bit of a Christian background, but most have been Hindus. And when, through the ministry of Christians, they begin to be cared for, a lot of them will at first add Jesus to the mix of gods that they worship. And so when you first ask them, are you a Christian, they'll say yes. But when you press a little bit further, you'll realize actually they're just Hindus who respect and are growing in appreciation for Jesus. So through the ministry, we've actually been able to see a number of women accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord and have an exclusive relationship with Him. So the first one person I just want to have share a little bit is Susan. I want her to tell a little bit about what we've been doing with the women in the GOH program. Are you able to hear us, Susan?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I'm going to have Susan Fraser just share a little bit about what's been happening in the women's ministry. So you can sit with me.
We have had an amazing time with the beautiful women here. We had two sessions with two groups of women, and they are absolutely beautiful and were receptive to what we had to say. John very much led on what passages of scripture to share with them. And so between the two groups of women, we taught on the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. We talked about the sinful woman in Luke 7 who anointed Jesus' feet with her tears. We talked about the widow of Nain also in Luke 7. And we taught on the woman with the issue of blood, the 12-year issue of blood. And as the teaching was over, we realized that there was a common theme going through all of the stories. Women were all outcast and death. And that was God's thinking because we believe that most, not all of the women were able to identify with at least some of the parts of those women's lives and were able to understand the incredible message that Jesus embraces all those parts of us and still welcomes to Him. So it's just been an amazing time. I'm going to pass over to Christine now, who's going to give you some more details on how that played out.
And just to let you know, as Susan and Christine are transitioning, we had 16 women through the teaching ministry, Susan leading the upfront part, and the various ladies leading small groups. We had 16 women make public confessions of faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. It was a very fruitful time. Christine's going to comment on that as well.
One of the things that we did for the women is we wanted to wash their feet. At first, when they found out that we were going to do that, they did not want it to happen. They didn't want us to do that. But then we explained that Jesus did that and commanded his apostles to do that as well as an act of service to others. So with much trepidation, they sat on the chairs, and we as a team massaged their feet. And it was amazing to see as we massaged the oil into their feet and prayed for them, the hardened surfaces of their feet started to soften. And also we could see their heart softening as well. And that was the end of the first day. And by the next day, it was like we were lifelong friends, and they trusted us, and they loved us. And two of the comments that were amazing, one of the women said, "You really must love Jesus to do this." And our response was, "Jesus must really love you to bring us all this way, tell us to do this for you." One of the other things, one of the Guardians of Hope volunteers, when I was asking for prayer requests, said, "Please pray that we will be able to serve the women in the same way that you did." And we just responded, "Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit to bring love to you, and true love, you will serve these women because that's what Jesus wants to do." So it was amazing. It was emotional. I was crying, of course. But anyway,
there was probably crying on one day. It was out of control. We had to bring in a camera room.
And we have it on camera.
Oh, we have it on camera.
Bye, guys.
We also did a lot of children's ministry on this trip. The focus of this trip was women's ministry and children's ministry. And I should say, there was one day where we had some men in the program who had brought younger sisters or nieces. And so Brad and I got to participate. But most of the time, we were support players cheering on the teens and the women. And Liz is going to share a little bit about what was taught to the children.
Everybody, we love you. We miss you. Before we came, we were really praying for the opportunity to just share the gospel with the kids and to be able to minister to them and love them. And God is so good. We had the opportunity to take them through the salvation story. We talked to them about the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego story. That there's only one God, because as Paul mentioned, there's so many gods. So we wanted to teach them that there's only one God. And then we took them to the armor of God, just so when we leave, that they're able to just know how to attack the enemy. They are so cute, and they are amazing dancers. We have that on video. So in just history, we're new dance moves. But we've just had an amazing time. It's been so much fun. I'm going to turn it over to our team to tell you guys details about that.
So really,
the four of us teens were able to do the children's ministry program while they were everyone else was working with the aid patients, and it was an opportunity just to be able to love the kids, and it was just really cool to see how during the 2 days the transition between, at first they were so shy and they didn't almost want to touch us at all because they felt really unworthy. But by the second day, they were totally just like hugging us and giving us hugs. And it was so cool just to see them come out of their shell and be able to feel loved and accepted. And it was really good to see. They were just so hungry for love, even though they know that they're not worth anything. But yeah, it's just been a really good experience just to be able to work with them.
So, Paul, in the last few minutes that we have left, how can we be praying? Oh, there's Jesse. We'll let Jesse say a few words.
Hey, yeah, just one thing that really impacted me was just the faith of these kids. They come from backgrounds where they just don't have parents. Either they might have died from AIDS, and they might be even just at home with their grandparents. And they have just such faith in God that their everyday-to-day need would just be. It was actually really cool. One of our kids' parents actually came to know Christ because the way she explained it was that Jesus came to her in a dream, and she actually was healed of AIDS when that dream came through. God's just been doing really cool stuff. There's some really neat stories. And just the faith of these people when they just have nothing, it's just amazing. So that's what I found.
Is there anyone else who wanted to say a quick thing? Do we have time for one more person to say something?
Sure.
We can go long, can't we?
We can go long.
Come on. It's my thing.
Something that I found is really amazing is how, even though I mean, kids are on the other side of the world, after spending like only a couple days with them, they're like instantly our friends, and the love that we can feel for each other. When you left the child labor school, I mean, we'd only been there for a couple of days, but I mean, we weren't the only ones who were crying. I mean, it was just really neat sharing tears with them and getting to spend that time with them. It was really something special, and we can keep praying for them when we come back home. It was special.
Everybody wants to shout out that they love their families before I close this off. Is that all right?
So, Paul, in conclusion, how can we be praying for your team over the next couple of days?
Well, a couple of things I'd like to say with regard to prayer. We have really felt your prayers over the course of these 2 weeks. We really have. In our team, in the sense of just our physical bodies and our strength, nobody has been sick, which is unusual to bring 12 to India for a couple of weeks. We've had people come to breakfast with headaches or upset stomach or, you know, whatever else. But you know, we've prayed together, we've laid hands on one, we've asked for peace, and God has provided. Not a single person has missed a minute of ministry. God has provided, and the ministry has been blessed. We've felt God's empowerment. The other thing I would say is I would just encourage you to be praying for our international partners. I know at the Thursday prayer group, they pray specifically for the mission work in India. And let me just tell you that coming over here, I know there's a stewardship piece to why we're here, that, you know, we have a missions budget that's well over $100,000, and there needs to be some oversight. There needs to be some familiarity with our partners to make sure that money's being spent well. And let me tell you that it is. You know, we've seen some things here. We've seen some examples of effective, integral mission that is combining the needs of the body with the spiritual needs, and it's producing results. We have trustworthy partners here that are producing great results. And I would just encourage you to be in prayer for them. Pray for David. Can we get David? David's beautiful face in here. Come on in, David. Come on in. There he is.
Thanks for sending all the bills. Send me David, send more.
Okay, well, we'll have Jody pray for those needs.
Yeah, and do pray for David, and pray for the hospital that's here, and for the GOH program, and the child labor program particularly. We would ask that.
Okay.
All right, why don't we go before the Lord on the Step India team's behalf. Dear Lord, we thank you for those 12 lives that have gone out from this place to India. Lord, we thank you that through technology, we've had this chance to communicate with them. We thank you, Lord, that you've blessed them with good health. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of being upheld. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed their ministry. We thank you for the awesome report of people coming to know you, souls for the kingdom. Lord, new brothers and sisters that we can uphold in prayer. And Lord, we lift up our partners in ministry in India. We lift up the good work that they're doing. Lord, we ask that you would continue that good work. Lord, we pray for David. A brother in Christ that we just met. Most of us have only seen him for 5 seconds on the screen. Lord, we thank you that he is a partner in ministry. Lord, that he is a brother in Christ that is working for your kingdom. Lord, we lift up the children's ministry and the AIDS ministry. Lord, we ask that you would bless that. We ask that you would hold that up. We ask that you would bring more people into your kingdom through that ministry. We pray for this GOH program. Lord, we pray that, Lord, that you would continue that strongly. And Lord, we just thank you so much that we are allowed to be a part of what you're doing in India. And we thank you that you've given us the opportunity to partner with them over there. We thank you that we get to see lives changed. We thank you that we get to see more people come into your kingdom. And Lord, we thank you just for the opportunity. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen. That was so cool, wasn't it? Just to see.